Motivating volunteers. When the converting power of God comes upon the people, they will become workers. This class is well represented by the Valley of Dry Bones Ezekiel saw in vision. Those who have had committed to them the treasures of truth, and yet who are dead in trespasses and sin, need to be created anew in Christ Jesus. There is so little real vitality in the church at the present time, that it takes constant labor to give men the appearance of life to the professed people of God. When the converting power of God comes upon the people, it will be made manifest by activity. They will become workers, and will esteem the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of the world. True conversion is followed by a desire to share Jesus. A man is no sooner converted than in his heart is born a desire to make known to others what a precious friend he has found in Jesus. The saving and sanctifying truth cannot be shut up in his heart. The Spirit of Christ illuminating the soul is represented by the light, which dispels all darkness. It is compared to salt, because of its preserving qualities, and to leaven, which secretly exerts its transforming power. Those not fulfilling their responsibility should be visited. Let ministers and responsible men impress the individual members of the church that in order to grow in spirituality they must take the burden of the work which the Lord has laid upon them, the burden of leading souls into the truth. Let them teach the people that they should have a strong desire to see those not in the faith converted to the truth. Let those who have opportunity do their God-given work. Those who are not fulfilling their responsibility should be visited, prayed with, and labored for, that they may become faithful stewards of the grace of Christ. Do not lead the people to depend upon you as ministers, but teach everyone who shall embrace the truth that he has a work to do in using the talents God has given him to save the souls of those who are nigh him. In thus working, the people will have the cooperation of the angels of God. They will obtain a valuable experience which will increase their faith and give them a strong hold of God. The Savior was disappointed in his lack of success in recruiting workers but persisted. If our workers had been baptized with the Spirit of Christ, they would have done 50 times more than they have done to train men for laborers. Though one or two, or even many, have not borne the test, we should not cease our efforts, for this work must be done for Christ. The Savior was disappointed, because of the perversity of human hearts. His efforts were not rewarded with success, but he kept at the work, and so must we. If we had toiled with fidelity, patience, and love, we should have had 100 workers where there is one. Unimproved opportunities are written against us in the same book that bears the record of envy and rebellion against God. Years have been lost to us in our foreign missions. There have been a few earnest workers, but to a great extent their energies have been employed in keeping men who profess the truth from making shipwreck of faith. Had these men who required so much help to keep them propped up, been working for the salvation of their fellow men, they would have forgotten their trials, and would have become strong in helping others. We are able to achieve vastly more than we have done, if we will call to our aid all whom we can get to enlist in the work. Some will prove worthless, but while finding this out, we must yet keep at work. One worthy, God-fearing worker will repay all our effort, care, and expense.